It took nearly two decades of research and months of preparation to correct a century-old oversight that nagged at Nancy Hastings' conscience. She put the information into a book titled A Tragedy of the Great War.
It's kind of consumed my life the last couple of years. It's been kind of a major focus for quite some time.
In addition to telling her family's story in World War I, Nancy had two goals: to solve a mystery and get recognition for her great uncle, U.S. Army Sergeant Chester Schultz of Evansville. Using the letters and military records, she was able to trace his last days with remarkable accuracy.
It was a really hard push at that last point. There were like 65 hours where they were just marching continually, quickly, with no rations other than what they had in their packs. And so it's at the end of this when they're actually under fire.
Chester Schultz was cut down by machine gun fire just 4 days before the end of the war. The accuracy of the information allowed Nancy to solve the mystery that had haunted her family for the past century. Why did it take 4 months for the family to be notified that Chester Schultz had been killed? Here's what she found. A clerical error when Chester was transferred to the 1st Division 2 weeks before his death meant his commanders didn't even know he was on the hillside in northern France where he died. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Tom Orlowski, president of the 1st Infantry Division Memorial Association, says it doesn't make sense now, but you have to look at the error from a historical perspective.
When you think back to how confusing battlefronts were in World War I, and the lack of communication and the immediacy of the action versus, you know, what we consider to be a very important thing. But at the moment, getting fresh troops there is much more important than writing all the names accurately. And they felt they could go back and recreate the situation in lists.
After the war, as the rest of the nation celebrated, 4 agonizing months went by with many hopeful communications, some from official sources, that Chester Schultz was still alive. It devastated his mother, and she never recovered. The only living descendant with personal memory of Gertrude Schultz is a granddaughter, another Gertrude, Gertrude Lant. Now living in a nursing home, Gertrude Lant is no longer able to speak about her famous grandmother. However, we recorded this account in 2009. The personal story is told through the eyes of a young child.
She used to say that poem a lot in Flanders Field, "The poppies grow between the crosses, row on row." And the tears would just roll down her face.
To add insult to injury, Chester's name was left off a 1st Army Division monument to the casualties of that last big battle of World War I.
It's not that I'm glad that those things happened, but if they hadn't happened, he would just be another uncle. You know, he's much more real because of the letters and the story and the whole ordeal.
In our next segment, we go to France to trace the steps of Chester Schultz. Join us when Chester and Gertrude at War continues.